Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to a Labor Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. You're really going to enjoy today's show. We're going to start with Clint Romachek, a former United States Army soldier who received the Medal of Honor for his actions during the Battle of Camp Desh in 2009 during the war in Afghanistan. Also the author of Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. It has been challenging for him and every other veteran of Afghanistan to watch what has happened under the Biden regime. He'll tell us that story today. Also a Navy SEAL, Jimmy Graham, a top advisor to George W. Bush 20 years ago, 9/11, to rout out terrorists, and how that movie ended is tough to watch. We're going to dig in that today. And we're also going to talk with the new CEO, Twyla Blotsky from Butler Ag and Butler Machinery. A great story today. Right now, let me welcome Clint Romachek. Clint, welcome back. Nice to see you. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. How about yourself?
I've been better, only because of what I'm seeing on my television screen. And this is something that's played out day after day after day over these last number of weeks and really has been bubbling ever since we circled a date on the calendar and said we'd leave by then. But now we know there's a complex attack, suicide bombers, injured Marines, casualties that we've not yet calculated. As someone who's been there, done that, how difficult is this for you to watch?
You know, it's one of those things we knew going in. We weren't going to be there for 100 years. At some point, this would have to end. And going into that kind of mindset and concept of a warfighter, you understand, you know, if you're not fully 100% committed, looking for that basically unconditional surrender, pulling out of it is going to be something that's a difficult task. It's never going to be easy. It's never going to be what you want, but it's understanding that, hey, you made it home with you and your guys. That's one thing I kind of gravitate back to. All the time. It's been difficult to see over the last few weeks. The reports coming in, how the handover's been happening. It's never easy to reflect back and say, you know, what was it all for? I just can kind of relate to myself, and I know it was for getting everybody home that we took over there. The strategy that's going on now, not something I would endorse, by no means, but at the end of the day, this is what we're dealing with now, and it's what we can do right now to try and improve and help what we can.
Yeah, and that's where I think we just have to focus, right? Otherwise, you just end up wearing yourself into a hole here and just being so disgusted with the damage that is done as a result of it. Really, I mean, just pray for those of us that don't have the ability to roll up our sleeves and go there, but also just, you know, to me, I've described this as, you know, 1980 Olympic team, U.S. versus Russia. You know, it's the mother of all Super Bowl / Olympic events, and the home team's getting the living tar kicked out of her. And you just, it's a gut punch, but we've just got to say, okay, whatever. How it happened, fix it. If you're sec def for a day, if you're, a battle commander for a day, how do we just forget the past and look forward? What do we do now, Clint?
You know, one of the main objectives now is, it's never been a wise idea to get rid of all your chess pieces before moving your king. I don't think you can ever win a game of chess when you remove all of your assets before claiming victory, right? You know, to wave that magic wand, to be in a position to, just make that one choice, I don't think that's really a feasible kind of mindset to be in. You know, this has been a long time coming, you know, and as we sit here and we're watching what's happening on, the television, the news, getting some of these reports in, kind of feeling the sense of helplessness. Well, that's what's great about this country is the next time this election cycle happens, we hold those accountable that made these poor choices. That's how we as Americans make it effective. And we can actually influence the outcome.
Political decisions by Republicans and Democrats over the years. I mean, you can make the argument we had to do Operation Iraqi Freedom because George Herbert Walker Bush wasn't able to convince allies that we should just keep going until Saddam Hussein's taken out, right? And woulda, shoulda, coulda, somebody else could have filled that void. So this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing, but politicians, more often than not, don't have the stomach for this stuff. And what I worry about is there is a political class in this country that still says because of Vietnam, being poorly run by literally a president of the United States picking bombing targets in the Oval Office, of all things, that was a black eye, and it took us until Desert Storm to say, okay, we're going to put our toe back in that water. And what we're seeing play out in Afghanistan is that on steroids, giving every dove, for lack of a better term, Glenn, every dove the ability to say, no, no, remember what happened then? And then we, in the United States of America, become less safe for it. The war on terror becomes more of an anvil on our back. Am I right to worry about that? Do you worry about that?
You know, I look at the fact that if you look at the history of our country, we have been kind of messing around with the Middle East since the Barbary Wars, the start of our nation. We've had a long history with it. There's been a lot of things that, you know, looking back into our past, could we have done it better? Yes. Did we do the best we could? Yes. Could we have improved? Yes. I mean, there's so many yeses, and then again, there's so many noes. You look at what we've been doing for the last 20 years, and I had a conversation actually with my middle daughter just last week. She kind of asked me how I felt about things, and I told my middle daughter, I'm like, you know, if you don't think we're doing good over there for the last 20 years, look how much evil has moved in just weeks. Like, every American that has put their boots on the ground over there did so much good. And it really puts in perspective of when we leave someplace, how much evil can come in and take over. We've been a great country of nation building. We've got a great history of it. You know, Germany is now, what, the number one economic powerhouse in all of Europe. And we've been there since, what, 1945, occupying. South Korea is another great example. Japan's another great example. But this is stuff that didn't happen overnight. But it was also the intent of, what is our final outcome mission going over to the Middle East? Was it an unconditional surrender, or was it revenge from 9/11? Was it weapons of mass? I mean, you can list all these things that contributed to why we were there, but what was our final mission? Did we go in with our hearts in the right spot, or did we go in there thinking, hey, we're the powerhouse, no one will mess with us? Well, that's kind of where we got to our position today.
Yeah, you know, the conversation with your daughter is such an important one, because you are right. We forget this evil overnight is rearing its ugly head. It was always there. It isn't anything new. It isn't some flashpoint in Afghanistan, but American strength kept that at bay. And this is, again, going to sound like Monday morning quarterbacking, but I'm contrasting, as I assume you would, as someone that serves a commander-in-chief and leadership, sort of Trump saying, we got to bring our guys home. And to your point, you're saying, we always knew that was the end game. I got to get my guys out. I did that. I got to just leave it at that. Admirable, no doubt about it. And we were down to 2,500 troops. I would assume a lot of really some of our worst, best of the best to take on the worst of the worst, the bad hombres that remained behind. And the Taliban feared us, so they didn't do this until they didn't anymore. And, you know, so my question, I guess, is, did it have to be this way? I sort of hear you saying, look, I baked that into the cake. I made peace with that before I even went in there. But I think Trump had a conditions-based withdrawal that had us down to 2,500 troops, no American casualties in over a year. And, you know, it's like, well, screw it. We're out of here. Let them take the equipment. Let them overrun these things. You know, Afghanistan, you should have done better sooner. You know, what a joke. We're gone. It just seems to be a unforced error. A man-made disaster that didn't have to be. Is that too naive? Is that too oversimplified?
No, it's not at all. One of the things I learned in the military was, you know, at times you got the choice of almost two wrong situations. And I've always respected leaders that will make a choice one way or another, even if it's not the right one or if it's a bad one. A bad choice is better than a no choice. But it's also owning that, not blaming it on others for a choice you've made, to see continuing what's going on over there. I mean, I can only really speak because I only operate in about 50 miles up in the Nuristan of Afghanistan. And what I've seen firsthand on the ground, Afghanistan really isn't this country that a lot of Americans think. It's basically just got a line drawn around on a map on a globe. It's very tribalized. It's very secular. I never operated down south in the big cities, only up in the small villages. And each village just wanted to be their own little village. They didn't care about being a country, coming, uniting together. And this is something that history has taught us with that part of the world, that Afghanistan has always been very much that way. And really the only people that have had success there have ruled with an iron fist. And that's not how Americans do it. I've looked at this last 20 years really as my generation's kind of Cold War. It's not been a war of killing more of them than they're trying to kill of us. It's been a war of ideas. It's been the Western way of thinking, the Judeo-Christian way of thinking versus the Islamic way of thinking. And that's really where I think the heart of this entire thing is. It's not to sit there, like I said, just rack up body counts and see how many more bombs we can drop than they can explode IEDs. But that's what we got to pass on to the next generation of Americans. It is that idea. We have been the freest, most prosperous, most just advanced society in the world with the way we think and how we think. And that's what it's been. It's been a war of ideas. To sit there and just kind of wash your hands of it, turn your back and say we're gone, that kind of goes back to the initial commitment. Were we going there for the right reasons, for the right intentions, and were we fully committed before we even left?
More of our conversation with a great hero, Clint Romachet, special edition, Labor Day edition of What's on Your Mind.
Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. What a warrior. What a warrior. Why would you buy robes and sheets and pillows and slippers and dog beds and mattress toppers and weighted blankets and sleepwear from anyone else? Anywhere, any place, other than a guy that fights as hard as you do, cares as much as you do about this country. That's why we love Mike Lindell. Flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets continues, $49.99, regular $109.99. Just use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Same thing right now on the slippers. Half off. Great deal. Won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Call them. Proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Now more of our conversation with the hero, Clint Romachet, North Dakota resident, author of Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. You know, you bring me back to a conversation that I was blessed enough to have in the Oval Office with George W. Bush, recanting how close we were to withdrawing because Republicans were peeling off in support for the war in Iraq. John McCain wanted the surge strategy, and Donald Trump, George W. Bush adopted it, and it was successful. We sort of lost our way for a little while. We came back. And it was a small group of us, the talk show hosts that were there, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, a handful of others. And I'll never forget Glenn Beck lecturing the 43rd president of the United States, which embarrassed me. But he was lecturing to say, you need to do a better job of telling people where we're winning. And you know what? Get your generals out there. Tell them how many more of them that we killed and they kill of us. You know, make it a football game, right? Keep score, telling them this. And, you know, get MTV screens up behind the Oval Office and point to all these places we're winning and we're kicking their butt. And long pause after that dissertation. And in a very George W. Bush way, he turned to Glenn Beck and said, I'm more of a CMT guy. Next. And it just sort of didn't even respond to it. But he circled back to it later in our conversation. And he said, you know, I broached this issue before with our military leadership. And he said, Pete Pace, Joint Chiefs chair under George W. Bush, I asked him, you know, why don't we do more of that? Why don't we, you know, sort of be a little more transparent on where we are winning so the American people can sort of get rah, rah, rah behind this? And General Pace, President Bush shared, said in response, Mr. President, if Private Pace has a gun to the head of a bad hombre, I don't want him to pull a gun so you've got a better story to tell on the evening news. I don't want him to do that because he can, and that's what will happen if we turn into that. You reminded me of that story by talking about the Judeo-Christian way. And I think you can be a people that believes good will always prevail over evil. There's evil in this world, but we have to be a force for good. And the silver bullet, for lack of a better term, is fearing us. Of knowing, no. You cross us, it will cost you. And we've had way too much political weakness in that, going back to Bill Clinton not properly responding to the test, if you will, from Team Osama bin Laden on embassy bombings. Yep. Or the 93 World Trade Center bombing. And they go, whoa, they're not going to do anything. Should we not fear the fact that they don't fear us anymore? How could they? And then if we don't do exactly what you're saying, Clint, and go back to say, we're the force for good, and you better fear us, that your daughter, you know, your children, my children, our grandkids, and their kids are going to live in a very different America.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that reminds me of, you know, Ronald Reagan had a great quote about the American people. You know, we will pursue peace at all costs. We will die for it. We will negotiate for it. But the one thing we won't do is surrender for it. Peace without preparedness to go to war is just it's a made up thing. It's basically the tooth fairy, Santa Claus. You know, the reason why, I mean, you can do so much good. It's not because you want to be peaceful. It's because you're really capable of some incredible violence, and it's controlling that violence and using it when only necessary. And it goes back to when we commit to conflicts, to wars, that we go in 100%. That's why I don't think you'll find a veteran out there that will say, yeah, let's go to war tomorrow just because. You know, war is a horrible thing. You know, the next generation and the generation after that never has to see a day of war. I would be absolutely satisfied with the rest of my life. But I know that's not a reality because you have to go do horrible things to ensure what we've got. And it's that cost, and why each and every one of us that has been over there and experienced that will sue for peace over pulling that trigger. And again, that goes back to what we as veterans need to do to share our stories, to let the rest of the country understand that hasn't stepped foot over there, that's just been told what's kind of been pumped on their TV station into their homes, what they see from thousands of miles away. You know, war is not glorifying, it's horrifying. But when we go, that's what we got to understand we're going to commit to do. And it's because of that that we can ensure peace. It's not by surrendering for it. It's not by leaving for it. It is by negotiating first. It is by any means necessary except for that surrender.
Well, you couldn't be more right. And, you know, you and I were exchanging texts the other day, and you made a point that we haven't fought a conflict where we went all in 100%. Since World War II, we've not fought a conflict where we went all in. And again, politicians take the temperature of the people that vote for them. So when we say all in, that has to be us too.
Yes.
And in this woke world in which we live, and we take World War II, the Vietnam conflict, World War I out of history books, and we put in transgender studies. We put in just things that are mind-boggling to say we're teaching our kids this stuff when they ought to be reading your book. They ought to be reading Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor, so they understand this. Because the will to fight, to win, to protect freedom has got to be in the DNA of the American people. You know, and it's chilling for me to know a warrior of your caliber believes we haven't went all in on anything since World War II. But that's what you believe, isn't it, Clint?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at our history. You know, we are a great military force to be reckoned with. You know, either in the Cold War, our policy of deterrent between mutually assured destruction. I mean, we are a powerhouse. But you can see World War II, like I said, I mean, we literally, as a country understood, we were firebombing Dresden. We were targeting civilians. Japan, we dropped two nuclear bombs on them. Like I said, and that's why war is such a horrible thing. And it's, again, at the end of the day, from what history has showed us, it's not, you know, typically killing more of them than you. It's literally breaking the will of the people you are fighting. And that's why war is so horrible. Because unless you go in committing to know that, like, we could be in Afghanistan for another 1,000 years. But if we don't break the will of the people, you can't win that way. And it's an unpopular thing to say, but it's true.
I know. But I tell you what, it scares the daylights out of me, because I believe the psyche that will now be embedded in kids and grandkids now who have to have the will, find the will in the future, I believe, and this is why some people say maybe this was intentional. You know, could anybody be that incompetent to go from 2,500 troops and no casualties for over a year to 6,000 to clean up a mess because we just said we're out of here and decide, oh, bag them, let it go. Don't touch that dial. More with Clint Beaumarchais on What's on Your Mind after this. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Using brand new U.S. weapons and equipment, the Taliban on Monday claimed they took control of Panjshir Province. That's a mountain region that was one of the final holdouts of resistance forces in Afghanistan. It was a brutal weekend for women in Afghanistan. A pregnant policewoman was reportedly beaten and killed by the Taliban in front of her family. The BBC claims they had 3 eyewitnesses. New reports claim 6 passenger jets at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens on board are being blocked from taking off this morning. President Biden remains on vacation. The U.S. Navy has identified five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. Still no cause of the crash 60 miles off the coast. A newly discovered hat with DNA evidence proving it belonged to General Napoleon Bonaparte was previewed by auction house Bonhams in Hong Kong on Monday. The hat moves to Paris, then to London, where it will be auctioned off. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Finish that chat with Clint Romeshay. Then it's Jimmy Graham, Navy SEAL, former CIA officer, on What's on Your Mind Today.
We left Bagram Air Force Base without any warning for anybody. People showed up the next day and said, where's the Americans? That happened under Joe Biden. Where's the Americans? And all of a sudden, the bad guys are in. They're taking stuff, and they're like, look at this food we've got. Look, we just left in the dark of the night. Didn't warn anybody. And we're doing the same in these final hours where we say Taliban says 831, so we got to stick to 831. Will this not be used for generations as a reason to continue what you worry about? And that is us not having the will to fight to win.
You know, it absolutely will. It will be like I said, this is a battle of ideas. And I think we've lost this one. Especially on the propaganda side, it will always be looked at the fact that the Taliban are recreating photos of raising the flag in Iwo Jima. I mean, just a slap to the face, and not to respond and not to have, you know, American pride is really disgusting to see coming out of some of the leadership. You know, and it goes back again though to making sure we pass it on to our next generation, our children. To let them know what that service and sacrifice was. Just like my dad coming back from Vietnam, I've seen a lot of comparison of them talking about leaving Saigon and what's happening in Kabul. But it also makes me super appreciate what I had over the last 20 years. To those Vietnam vets out there, you know, they made sure every time we came home to cheering crowds, warm welcomes, such admiration and appreciation, which they never got. And we, in this timeline, our generation need to make sure that we don't forget what they did for us. And we don't let that happen to the next generation of warfighters. That again, we hold accountable our leaders that have made these choices. That is the power we have as the American people. That's why our Constitution starts with we the people. And again, might feel helpless looking at the TV, wondering how we got into this mess. Well, we have the power to take it back. We have the power to use our vote to make a change, to hold accountable those that make poor decisions, that have weak leadership, that don't understand anything more than just self-interest.
You are so wise. It is just a joy to speak with you. One way to have we the people better have the stomach for this is to understand the evil we're up against. You write about it in your book, but I'd ask you to just take a couple minutes and talk about what most sticks with you to this day, about the battles you saw, about the evil you saw in the enemy in Afghanistan.
You know, one of the things, I didn't realize it at the time. That's the great thing with getting a little older, a little wiser, and then working on the book, Red Platoon, and talking to the guys, interviewing them. You know, reflecting immediately back on that day, there was a lot of anger in the heart. You know, why did this happen to us? How do we have eight great men that aren't getting to go home because of decisions made? And then, as like I said, time went by and started working on the book and talking to the guys and interviews. And it really came to the conclusion that, like, we won we won that day. Even though the Army came through and said that was an indefensible position, I got to watch 52 Americans defend the indefensible against the Taliban force of 300 to 400. And even though the enemy had us in numbers, they had us in firepower. The one thing they didn't have us in was the fact that they were attacking us because they hated us so much that they wanted to kill each and every one of us. We were fighting out of love for each other. And again, it's that good triumphs over evil. And when you're fighting for love, fighting for the correct intentions, you can't be beaten. And I seen so much, you know, it's so crazy to say this. I seen so much more love that day on that battlefield than I ever seen hatred. I watched guys run into the fray, not because they wanted another body count or because of fame or glory. It was literally out of love for their fellow comrade that they would do anything up and to give their life to try and save them.
With God, all things are possible, and that's the only way you take 52 and win against a pack of evil in the hundreds and hundreds. George Washington did that. Read the book, The Bulletproof George Washington. Never should have won those battles. You know, Native American leaders came back and said, we don't know what you got going, but we couldn't get a bullet anywhere near you. We couldn't get an arrow anywhere near you. That's the kind of favor that the United States has for America. Does God want war? Of course not. But is there a spiritual battle, a real battle between good and evil in this country? Of course there is. And if you don't defend evil, you succumb to it. And to know what Clint Romachet and others like him have seen and taken on, we've got to understand that in our DNA. Our kids need to understand that. They need to understand what we are up against. And that comes from people like Clint telling a story. If they won't put it in the history books, do it yourself, mom and dad, grandmas and grandpas. Get the book Red Platoon, read it cover to cover, have a conversation with your kids about it. It's the only way we win. It's the only way this great American experiment decides. It is up to us. It is up we the people. Don't count on any president. Don't count on any senator, congressman, anybody else. It's up to us. That's what made this country great. The founding fathers put themselves in harm's way to stand up this experiment. They gave us a republic and said, good luck keeping it. So this is the battle we face. Clint, you still loving North Dakota, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't you guys haven't kicked me out yet, so I'm still going to stick around.
Well, you know, I just feel so blessed that you're here and that, you know, that you're now one of us and you're here with this incredible history. And I know you you speak across the country. You do a lot of different events. You're very active in this space, but you do it now as a North Dakotan, serving on Senator Kramer's Veterans Advisory Board and letting your voice be heard in other ways. So we're really, really thrilled about that. Honestly, we are.
Well, I'm just so appreciative to come up here and kind of find this little diamond in the rough. I never thought I'd ever be up in North Dakota growing up in my life. But I can tell you this, when I got here in February of 2011, the Clint that met this community got treated the same way the Clint that got back from the White House the next day. Just amazing, amazing people up here with some generous hearts. And you can't find it hardly anywhere else in this country. And I'm, like I said, as long as you guys will keep me, I'm gonna stick roots here and keep staying.
I don't say a lot of good things about Barack Obama's presidency, but about the best decision he made was to put that medal on you and allow your story to be told there in his White House in front of a lot of other folks that need to hear that story. So something to be said for that, too, and keeping this just about the United States of America and good versus evil, even ahead of whoever occupies that office. Anything else you want to tell us on this sad day? We're getting reports that evacuations are continuing after two attacks, complex attack. I've just seen a number of the casualties already at 440, hundreds wounded. It's a dark, dark day in our nation's history, and I don't know where this goes from here, but anything else you want to share on this conversation before we let you go, Clint?
You know, just again, we can't do everything, but we can do what we can. And when you have that opportunity to do what you can, take it. Don't pass it up. And again, those Vietnam guys that, like I said, made sure every time we came home to cheering crowds, warm welcomes, my hat is off from the bottom of my heart. You boys are amazing, and we will not forget what you did for us.
Clint Romachet, United States Army soldier, Medal of Honor winner, for his heroism. He'd just tell you doing what he did in the Battle of Kamdesh in 2009 during the War of Afghanistan, an author of Red Platoon, a true story of American valor. We call him a friend, and we call him a North Dakotan now, and that's wonderful. Thank you, Clint. We appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you, Scott.
Anytime we have an opportunity to talk with a Navy SEAL is a good day. Jimmy Graham, veteran U.S. Navy SEAL, retired protective officer for the CIA's Global Response Staff, and a fellow in community service at the Centennial Institute. He was in Benghazi just before the attacks in 2012, so he's seen chaos before. Jimmy, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, sir. Good morning.
Just dump your notes, dump your thoughts. Tell us what's on your mind today.
Well, you know, it's disgraceful what's going on in Afghanistan right now. I think the American people are fed up, not only what's going on over there, but what's going on over here. And you can see that by the special operations guys that I'm reading about that took matters into their own hands. I think when America's not represented, you know, as a man in America, it bothers me the way that I'm being represented by this administration. And people are so fed up, they said, okay, we're going to go over and help rescue Americans and get them to safety. So I think that that's a common thing that's felt.
Jimmy, we lost you there.
Oh, you there?
Now I can hear you, yeah. Yeah, just like you cut out at the end of that, but I got the gist of it. Yeah, I mean, Americans have to go finish the job for the United States Armed Forces. That just is wrong on many levels, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so wrong. You know, the lack of support, you know, when you go out there, obviously there's contingency plans, there's resources, there's air support when you're military. If you're a civilian who grabs a gun to go over there and save, you know, American lives, you don't have any of that. They're not committed to you, and you could end up being a problem. If you got wounded or hurt or stranded, now you become another one of those people that could potentially be used as hostages. But again, not to condemn those guys, I think there could be a mess if people started doing that, but I also understand it because I feel the same way.
So here's what I don't understand. We had there has been an effort here to have I call it happy talk, from the administration, from the State Department to the Department of Defense. I mean, generals, you know, we knew it was going to be a little bumpy, you know, we're out. How about that? Our mission in Afghanistan's complete. And we know there's Americans still there, that we've left people behind. You know, you've been a Navy SEAL. That's not a tenet of the United States Armed Forces to leave people behind, is it?
Correct. Correct. And you see it on all levels right now, is that they're handed a sheet of paper, and this is what you will say. You know, and it breaks my heart that generals fall among that now, because generals in my mind, admirals in my mind, are people that that aren't part of that corrupt system. They're the people that are going to tell you the truth regardless because it's the right thing to do. But I think after you sort through your generals and you find the ones that will say that, somewhere you leave that, and it breaks my heart that, you know, Benghazi was the first time that I would imagine you would call on America and they wouldn't show up. So it seems that that's happening again.
Yeah, and help me understand why there wouldn't be. I know this was a lieutenant colonel that spoke out, and you know, one guy's been relieved of service in this whole mess, and it was a guy that said, "Hey, we're screwing up here." But why isn't there more you know, truth to power here? Why isn't somebody saying, "I resign. This is just wrong. We don't leave people behind. We don't call this a success. We don't negotiate with the Taliban." More of our conversation coming up with Jimmy Graham in just a moment. What a hero. Just love these stories. The grit, the guts from these people. Special Labor Day edition brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What a combo. Great food. Take it to go. You're on the run. Eat better. At a PetroServe USA, feel better. That's right. The best price at the pump, PetroServe USA. And all month long, when you stop in, firewood bundles, $4.99. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. The Pearson salted nut rolls, some crazy new flavors there, $2 for $1. Red Bull, big 16 ounces, $2 for $4. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents. And get a load of this. Pizza Corner pizzas, $2 for $10. Better hurry to PetroServe USA near you.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell us what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agencies with Business Life.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners, and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that they are truly have their world protected. It can be scary. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us, different elements that can attack a business. Try to make sure they're covered in every way.
DJ Coulter and his team at American Family Insurance.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. And but without much of a framework, certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
More of our conversation coming up with Jimmy Graham in just a moment. What a hero. Just love these stories. The grit, the guts from these people. Special Labor Day edition brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What a combo. Great food. Take it to go. You're on the run. Eat better. At a PetroServe USA, feel better. That's right. Best price at the pump. PetroServe USA. And all month long, when you stop in, firewood bundles, $4.99. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. The Pearson salted nut rolls, some crazy new flavors there, $2 for $1. Red Bull, big 16 ounces, $2 for $4. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents. And get a load of this. Pizza Corner Pizza's $2 for $10. Better hurry to PetroServe USA near you.
I think if you get pushed out at this point, I think it's a badge of honor. You know, under this, you know, you do swear allegiance to the nation, so I'm glad that there are people serving right now that have our best interest. But those people will be removed systematically until you find somebody that will do what they're told, that will say what you tell them to say. So I think that that is something that is, you know, that's we the people from the ground up. The only fix for this is we the people. By design, the way that this country was made, that must be honor, integrity, accountability. Those must mean something again. So we've made bad decisions. We're living the consequences, and now people don't like it. And that's the way this works. We shouldn't be surprised right now.
Well, I believe politically speaking, you know, they're counting on we the people forgetting about this in a couple of weeks. It's off the TV screens. We're moving on. We're gone. Until I guess the next attack comes, when we start connecting the dots of, wait a minute here, we let the prisons emptied of terrorists and a few of them start plotting and planning against us. I mean, what do you think the chances are that you said it's up to we the people, that we the people actually are up to this task and hold these people accountable for Afghanistan, for these decisions, and for the fallout that'll come?
Yeah, the reason we do that is because it works, because people do have a short attention span. You know, I teach active shooter, and we have a saying, we never stop talking and equipping people to do that, but they stop listening after about 2 weeks after there's dead kids on the floor. So that's just a theme. You know, we don't have an attention span. You know, in Afghanistan, they have a saying, you know, the Americans have all the watches, but we have all the time, because they think in generations. We need to start thinking in generations and then backing that down, you know, reverse engineering that and saying, hey, what do I have to do about it right now? We're so comfortable, we're absolutely doing nothing. So shaking your fist at the TV registers on nobody's scale, it's time to get involved.
So would you anticipate that Navy SEALs and other special ops of the U.S. Armed Forces will be still in Afghanistan, will be able to be a quick strike force to do whatever we need to do to get Americans out, A, and B, watch ISIS, watch the Taliban?
I pray to God that's the case, but they still need the green light. The problem is never the soldiers. Like, rescuing American citizens is a dream job for anybody who swore into service. So I think that, you know, that those people are out there, they're ready to go, where they have the power, they have the capability, but they need the green light. The reason they're not getting it is our fault as a country. So, you know, again, this administration, they're put in place, and then they don't understand warfare. Well, we should have thought about that before they took power.
Let me call on your CIA experience. How much is China behind this? And when you talk about thinking about these terms in generational terms rather than event to event, China's been doing that for a long time. In my view, we have not. They're fighting a 100-year war. We don't even think we're at war with China. And they continue to get their grips in every inch of our economy, our supply chains, and obviously want America to fail and are at a war with us. How much is what happened in Afghanistan doing the bidding of China?
Yeah, it's not just China. There's others that are playing the part, just like the vice president. They get to make the calls but hide behind the security of somebody else. We're going to blame somebody else and point at them, you know, Joe Biden, while hiding behind them and making the calls. So we can't even get to a place of accountability until we expose, you know, shine light on that and expose it for the truth. Say, who are we really dealing here with right here, right now? It's disgraceful that you're going to prop up a senior citizen that can barely stand on the stage and then speak for him and hide in the shadow of that protection, but still utilize this person. It's abuse. In my mind, everybody knows it. They can't even stay on the stage for an amount of time without losing his composure, and they take him off and then tailor his responses. That's just, it's unjust.
Who is pulling those strings?
I think there's many countries right now that don't want to see America on top anymore. I think there is a post-America world order that is forming up against us, and we're being pawns. Right now, we're divided in our own country. We need to figure that out right now, or there might not be a country to recover.
And in your view, is the senior military leadership aware of that threat? Are they doing something about that threat?
I think there's a lot of money in disorder. So we are not unified at all. United we stand, divided we fall. That's not a bumper sticker. That's a game plan. Like, that is the foundation of what we stand for. Everything is divisive right now. And I think that if you cause disorder, then you are just going to give yourself more power, because a united people that is a just moral people, they don't need a large government. So it's a conflict of interest in my view.
Wow. You've given us a lot to think about. Jimmy, anything else you want to tell us? Any additional call for resolve amongst the American people here, our listeners?
I think, you know, the solution to this starts at the space between your feet. It is truly we the people. And the second thing, if you'd allow me, is that our veterans, if anybody's ever served honorably, then that honor is theirs forever. So don't believe 20 years for nothing, my buddies died for nothing. Don't believe it, because it's caustic and it causes destruction to generations.
That's good advice. And you can't be responsible for having done what you were called to do and then have someone, for whatever motive, undo it. That's not on you. It's on them. So great points.
There must be accountability.
Yeah, absolutely. And all we can do is demand that and use the space between your feet, as you say. Good advice, Jimmy. Thank you for the time today.
Can't hear enough of Jimmy Graham. Fantastic. More to come. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, the Patriot Barbie and much more. Stay tuned.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.